Keith Peters reporting. The sound of people playing in a Chicago water park as nearly 73 million people in the United States are under extreme heat alerts as a heat wave moves eastward. The Mid-Atlantic and New England are likely to see highs in the 90s as the week progresses. Excessive humidity will make it feel even more oppressive. The U.S. last year saw the most heat waves, consisting of abnormally hot weather lasting more than 2 days since 1936. Officials again are warning residents to take precautions. Much of the Midwest and Northeast are under heat warnings or watches. The U.S. Surgeon General wants warning labels on social media platforms. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a New York Times opinion piece, Dr. Vivek Murthy writes that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. And he says it's time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, similar to labels on cigarette packages. Murthy says those warnings have changed tobacco behavior, and that adding labels to social media platforms would be a step in the right direction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Jersey's attorney general has charged Democratic power broker George Norcross with racketeering and other crimes in connection with government-issued tax credits. An indictment unsealed Monday, and attorney general Matt Platkin announced the charges at a news conference in Trenton. Norcross, a former Democratic National Committee member and one-time head of the Camden County Democratic Party, has been an influential figure in state politics. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 188 points, the Nasdaq rose 168, the S&P 500 advanced 41. This is SRN News. San Francisco declares itself a sanctuary city for transgender people.
It's not clear why such individuals need a sanctuary city. They are free to go where they want and do what they want, just like every other American. But the city is now officially, quote, a sanctuary for transgender, non-gender-conforming, non-binary, and two-spirit people. One city councilman says he hopes the resolution, which has no particular force of law, will encourage young people from other parts of the country to come to San Fran for sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has rejected the argument that lawmakers intended to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state when they passed an abortion ban. Judge Jason Sennheiser issued the ruling in a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, and Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion. They sought a permanent injunction last year. This is SRN News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his influential war cabinet. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a major course correction some 8 months into the war against Hamas. The war cabinet, the subset of the full government with the power to determine tactical and strategic decisions, has been disbanded. Taking its place is the full security cabinet, another government subset that has been in existence even before the war. But Netanyahu himself maintains control. The war cabinet was created to allow Benny Gantz, the head of an opposition party and former army chief of staff, to present a modicum of political unity while fighting Iranian-backed Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists. Many fear the new arrangement will be problematic due to poor Netanyahu-U.S. relations. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.